What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled "Please Stop Listening to Muslim Cells on YouTube." So, ever since Andrew Tate became a Muslim, apparently there's been a lot of so-called Muslim channels been popping up on YouTube, exploded in popularity. And a lot of these channels, they have the same theme, which is to go on the streets, talk to like non-Muslim women and be like, "Booyah, I got this bitch," you know, because I said something from the Quran and she was too low IQ to understand it. What you guys need to understand is that a lot of these Muslims on YouTube, they're all sub 5. Have you guys seen any good looking Muslim dude doing videos on Islam on YouTube? No, they're not. Why? Because they're fucking hot bitches. They don't have to go out, make a YouTube channel and flex in public saying, "Yeah, I got a YouTube channel, I'm making $100,000 a month." What's happening here, guys, is haram, okay? This is what you guys out there need to understand. You see, the main thing these Muslim cells on YouTube do is that they're always trying to fight Christians, they're always trying to fight atheists, but they seldom fight Jews. Why? Because they're all in on it. They know if they go up against the Jews, they're gonna get their channel deleted or Susan is gonna take away their money. So what they do is they go and they pick on the Christians. Now, when the Prophet Muhammad was asked to debate Islam versus other religions, he said, "Lakum dinakum wa laya din," you have your way, we have our way. So this is why I don't debate. This is why you guys don't see me going on somebody else's channel trying to debate Islam or anything like that, because they have their way, I have my way. All these videos do, somebody's gonna park right next to me. They have a whole fucking parking lot and they decide to park like right next to me. Oh, sweet Jesus. That's okay. You guys probably can't even hear him now. He's behind me. That's cool. All right, so these Muslim channels out there, and I'm not gonna name any of these Muslim channels for the simple fact that these Muslim cells are so fucking fugly, I think God has done enough damage to them that he doesn't need me talking about these channels. But again, if you guys go to pretty much any Muslim channel out there, you'll notice that they're all sub 5. Maybe there are 3 at best. Some of these guys, you know, they're short, they're bald, they're ugly. And again, they're always about causing divisions. You know, they're always like, "Oh man, I just totally cleaned the hell out of this Christian." It's like, bro, what are you doing, man? You know, this is haram what you're doing. You know, you're causing division. You're causing hatred among the people. But they're doing it for a couple of reasons. You know, maybe they're flat out CIA assets. As you guys know, I was actually approached by the CIA on a Hollywood set back in 2005 or 2006 to work with the CIA. I told them to go fuck themselves. And you know, this is one of the reasons. I know some of you guys have been asking, "Yo, Omar, you're the original Muslim Red Pill guy. How come you don't go on these popular Muslim channels?" It's because they're CIA assets, you know. They don't want me coming in and exposing them. So, and another thing is, some of these people are also flat out grifters, you know. Just about every Muslim out there is trying to sell you a book, a course, you know, maybe a freaking app or something like that. You know, there's this one supposed Muslim who's trying to sell you no nikah marriage. It's like, bro, no nikah marriage, that's haram. That's known as guaz mut'a. Guaz mut'a is when you marry a girl for a couple of days knowing full well you're gonna throw her in the garbage can, you know, in 5 days or a week or in a month, you know. That's haram, but that's what he's selling to you because he wants to make some money off of you, and also at the same time, he wants to corrupt you. You guys need to understand something about Islam. Islam is the last bastion against degeneracy, and at the same time, Islam is the easiest religion to corrupt. And the reason behind it is that you Muslim guys out there, you're too nice, you're too naive, you're too gullible, okay? You see, Islam tells us that marriage is half of your religion. Your religion is not complete until you get married. Also, Islam tells us that don't be suspicious of other people, you know? Islam tells us that. But if you look at today's current world order, it's like all the Muslim women are fucking hijabis. They're all cheating on you. They're all sleeping with multiple dudes, you know? How can you get married to a woman knowing full well she's gonna destroy your life, you know? How can you trust a woman who spent her entire life on Instagram, getting flown out, then she claims to be a virgin? It's like, how? See, this is what you Muslim guys out there need to understand. We're not in the 7th century anymore. What worked for Muhammad doesn't work for us. If you don't believe me, go out and try to marry a 9-year-old girl as a 50-year-old man and tell me how that goes. This is what you guys out there need to understand. Religion has to adapt to its current society, okay? It's called using your brain. God wants you to use your motherfucking brain, okay? During the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, the Arabs were in a period of jahalaya. They were in a period of ignorance. Yeah, people knew about Allah, but they didn't know how to properly worship Him and obey Him. So this is when the Prophet Muhammad came in. He was taking them from a period of ignorance. He was taking them from jahalaya, and he was putting them on the Salat al-Mustaqim, which is the Christian version of the straight and narrow. So pretty much the Prophet Muhammad was taking an ignorant society and he was making it a knowledgeable society. It's kind of like, let's say I'm fishing off a bridge, okay, and I'm fishing with shrimp, and the guy next to me is fishing with mullet. He's catching fish, I ain't catching anything. And I actually had this happen to me before. You know, the guy next to me, he was fishing with mullet, I was fishing with shrimp. He was catching all the fish, and he's like, hey dude, let me give you a couple of mullets, you know? He gave me a couple of mullets, and then I was catching fish all day. So when you're, just because you're ignorant doesn't mean you're a bad person or anything like that, because if you're ignorant and your heart is in the right place and you get good data, you will take that data and you will incorporate it positively, of course. So that was the era the Prophet Muhammad was in. The people that he was dealing with, they necessarily were not bad people. Let me say that one more time. The people the Prophet Muhammad was dealing with during the period of jahalaya, they were not bad people. They just did not have the knowledge to properly worship and obey God. Now, you flash forward to today. We have the knowledge. We know exactly what God wants from us and how to obey Him, but we purposely choose not to. This is called fasad. We are living in a society of corruption, okay? Big difference between jahalaya, aka ignorance, during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad versus fasad, aka corruption, in our time. This is what you guys out there have to understand. The closer you are to religion, the farther away from God you are. Why? Because if you want, you can fuck shit up because you know religion, okay? This is the problem with the Jews, okay? Because Jews know religion really well. They can pretty much turn things upside down. This is what the Muslims today are doing. In particular, the feminist and the red pill gurus out there. For example, you know, the feminist, the God in the Quran says, men have superiority over women. So what do the feminists say? Oh yeah, that means you should pay our bill, buy us a Mercedes Benz, take us out to Paris, you know, twice a year, and make sure we live the best life possible. Nah, bitch. What God meant is that we have leadership over you and you don't have a fucking say. That's what God really meant. But again, feminists, they corrupt religion. Same thing with these Muslim sales on YouTube who are trying to sell you something. They're corrupting religion. Guys, we live in the Akhira. We live in the end times, okay? With the exception of me and maybe Sheikh Imran Hussein, has anybody in the Muslim community on YouTube ever spoke about there's going to be 50 women to one man? Did any of them ever talk about, you know, Western civilization is going to come to an end? None of these Muslims talk about that. Why? Because they want to give you, the men, the idea that, hey man, the problem is you. You're just not alpha enough, bro. You just have to walk around town, grabbing your junk, say, no, you homie, you, I'm alpha. I'm alpha, dog, you know. That's how women respect you. Guys, women don't want relationships, okay? You Muslim guys out there need to understand that, you know. Any Muslim woman who says, I want a relationship, what she's doing is that she's really saying, I want a temporary subservient man, I can take advantage of him, and when I get what I want, I'm gonna throw him under the bus, then I'm gonna get all over social media and I'm gonna say nigger and shit. That's what these women do. I told you about this one Pakistani American couple where the woman used her husband, got what she wanted, then she divorced him, and then she went all over the internet saying nigger and shit. The guy ended up killing her and committing suicide, you know, often himself, okay? This is how Muslim women operate. You guys have to understand, man. I don't care if she's Muslim, non-Muslim. Every woman out there wants to get married because a woman knows if I get married, I'm going to have access to money. I'm going to have access to wealth. I'm going to have access to homes. I'm going to have access to a social network. You guys need to understand, man. There is no downside to a woman getting married, because when a woman gets married, she's gonna have access to something, maybe child support, maybe she's gonna divorce rape you later on, maybe she's gonna be able to take the house, you know. Special shout out to Hold the Truth hostage here on MGTOW TV's, where he said monogamy really is oppression for women, because when a woman is in a committed monogamous relationship, she's not gonna be able to sleep with that guy, get Eiffel Towered by Chad and Tyrone, have the whole football team run a train on her. For those of you guys who don't know what Eiffel Towered means, that's when Chad sticks his dick in her mouth, Tyrone sticks his cock in her ass, and, you know, Chad and Tyrone high-five one another, you know. Having a train run on a woman is pretty much when a woman gets on her back with her legs spread open, and guys, you know, one after another, they just stick their dick in and out, you know, one guy after another, okay? That's called having a train run over a whore. That's what these women want, guys, you know, especially Muslim women. Again, the closer you are to religion, the farther away you are from religion. I've told you guys this before. Muslim, so-called Muslim women are looking for good Muslim men to take advantage of. That's what my wife wanted to do with me, you know. I'm a good Muslim. She wanted to take advantage of that. And then when she realized, oh shit, this guy is not a sucker, he's not a simp, he actually knows what's going on, she's like, Amr, get rid of your YouTube channel or divorce me. Guess who's still around, you know? Granted, Susan has greatly censored my channel, but you know what? The ex is long gone. So you Muslim guys out there need to understand, okay? You can't get married because your women are fucking whores. That's number one. Number two, any woman out there who all of a sudden is like, hey, I want to get married, you have to ask yourself, what's wrong with this bitch? Why does she all of a sudden want to get married to me at the age of 32 for? You know, what has she been doing ever since she got hair on her vagina for the past 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 years, you know? Was she sitting home reading the Quran waiting for me all of a sudden to come around? This is where you guys out there gotta start using your brain, okay? These women out there, guys, they're all about Hayat al-Dunya. They're all about the glitz and glamour of this world. They're all about riding the cock carousel. And again, Islam tells us that to keep women from becoming fully satanic, you will literally have to physically tie women up. How many of these Muslim cell gurus do you see telling you that? None of them tell you that. They tell you, ah, oh, bro, if you watch my videos, bro, you buy my course work, bro, you subscribe to my Patreon, or in the case of that Indian scammer, Hamza Kajabi, what's going to end up happening is that they're going to put you right back on the plantation. And they're, at the end of the day, guys, even Andrew Tate is the same thing, you know. Andrew Tate doesn't want you to go MGTOW. He wants you to go right back on the plantation. But this time around, you know, get a Bugatti, you know. It's like, not only are you going back to be a slave to some sharmuta, but for you to buy a Bugatti, you're going to be working your ass off. You're going to be paying a shitload of taxes. So you're actually worse off listening to Hamza, Andrew Tate, and these Muslim scammers than anybody else. I mean, have you guys noticed that Andrew Tate all of a sudden became Muslim? Hamza, you know, is like, oh, I love Islam. I'm going to go back to being a Muslim. You know, I think fucking Sneeko is going to be a Muslim too. Myron, obviously a Muslim, supposedly. Have you guys noticed that the biggest men in Manosphere, they're all supposedly Muslim? Do you guys think that's by coincidence? Of course not. That's because they want to destroy Islam from within. You guys need to understand, man, the war on terror that lasted, you know, about 20 years was supposed to destroy Islam from outside. Unfortunately for the Jews, it didn't work like that. So now they're going to try to destroy Islam from within by putting these Muslim gurus out there. And you guys out there, when you go to Hamza's comments, for example, a lot of guys are like, Hamza, I only been watching a couple of videos, but you changed my life. Guys, these are all bots run by Mossad, CIA, and other agencies to make you Muslims believe that if you follow Hamza, you follow Andrew, you follow Myron, that you're gonna be taken, that you're gonna become the best a human can possibly be. But the reality of the matter is, these people are putting you back on the plantation, and they're doing it even worse because, again, for you to drive around in a Bugatti, you're gonna be making a shitload of money, a shitload of taxes for the government. You know, what does MGTOW tell you? You know, MGTOW tells you least amount of taxes, okay? If you can leave altogether, that's even better. You know, that's what I'm doing. So at the end of the day, you Muslim guys watching this, man, please don't listen to any Muslim on YouTube. The only one I can think of is Sheikh Imran Hussein. Sheikh Imran Hussein is the only Muslim I can advise you of, and that's because Sheikh Imran Hussein, you know, he's been saying this stuff for well over 30 years. You know, this is a guy who doesn't mind getting expelled from the Muslim community. He doesn't mind having countries, you know, revoke his visa or deny him entry. So obviously, he put his life on the line for his message. But again, what's all these Muslim guys doing there? You know, all they're about is give me money. That's all their tagline is about. You know, I don't watch any Muslim on YouTube. You know, the only guy I watch a little bit of is Gabriel Romani. You know, and Gabriel Romani, he's Romanian, hence the last name Romani. You know, obviously Gabriel Romani, that's not his government name, but that's all right. You know, he's a decent looking guy, you know, so he doesn't have to like graft like all the ugly Arabs have to. But, you know, Susan gave him trouble like a year ago, but she took away his money. So he kind of changed his tune a little bit. But yeah, he's somewhat based. He's somewhat keeping it real. You know, every now and then I watch his content. But other than Sheikh Imran Hussein and maybe a little bit of Gabriella Romani, I don't... Oh, Abu American is really good, okay? Abu American, he's... Abu American is a black dude. He's really good. He's very, very underrated. I don't know why. Maybe it's because he's actually saying the truth and you can't have that, you know? This is what you guys need to understand, man. YouTube as a Zionist organization, it's all about facade. At the end of the day, it's all about causing corruption. That's all the Jews care about. I mean, don't the Jews have a saying, order through chaos, you know? So there you go, guys. Yeah, the bottom line for you Muslim guys out there, or you guys out there interested in Islam, read the Quran, read the Hadith, maybe watch Sheikh Imran Hussein, but don't watch any other Muslim channel on YouTube. These are all, they're either CIA assets or maybe they're just flat out grifters, you know. They all have the same message, which is, ah, bro, be a high value bro. You know, the reason why women are not staying with you, the reason why you can't get a woman, it's because you don't have a Bugatti. That's the damn problem right there. It's like, come on, man. Sharon Tyrone, I've seen Sharon Tyrone in fucking Venice Beach homeless. Women are spending money on them, you know. At the end of the day, it all comes down to looks. You know, none of these guys want to tell you that, because look at them. They're all these Muslims, all these Muslim cells, you know, they're all sub five. So obviously these ugly looking Muslims, they can't come out and say, oh, looks matter, because you're going to be like, dude, you're sub five. You're like a two or a three at most. You know, you're short, you're dark, you're bald. It's like you got the trifecta of ugliness, you know. But at the end of the day, guys, these Muslims are using YouTube, social media as a way to get women, you know. These Muslim red pill guru types, you know, they're all about putting women in their place and shit like that. No, they're all simping, you know. That's why they invite women onto their platform. That's why you take, there's this one dude who's selling the no nikah marriage. He's constantly doing, he's constantly in studio with Pearly Things. You know, Pearly Things admitted to Coach Greg Adams that she's entertaining men for money. You know, that's all she cares about. And to a certain degree, kudos to Pearly Things for coming out and saying, yeah, I'm doing this Manosphere stuff because it pays more than volleyball. I'm entertaining men for money. I mean, if you tards give her money and watch her content, that's on you guys out there. So the fact that this so-called Muslim who's trying to sell you a no-nikah marriage app, which again is haram, the fact that he's constantly in studio with Pearly Things, that's really all the proof you guys need that these Muslim guys are grifters, they're scammers. It's like, you guys, and none of these guys actually have a relationship. See, that's the thing, you know. These Muslim guys who claim to be alpha, it's like, does Myron have a woman? Nope. Does Andrew Tate have a woman? Nope. Does Hamza have a woman? He has a mediocre-looking white girl that he's paying a shitload of money to show up in his videos so he can get fucking incels to think that he's a man, you know? Do any of these Muslim guys out there actually have a woman and a family? No, they don't. But yeah, they're gonna come out here and they're gonna tell you, ah, oh, bro, if you watch my videos, bro, you buy my courses, bro, you know, you download my app, bro, you're gonna get bitches, bro. So, like, it doesn't work like that. Again, women do not want to be in a relationship, you know? There is no incentive for a woman to be in a relationship other than, you know, child support or to divorce rape you and get cash and prizes. That's really the only incentive for a woman to be in a relationship. But if a woman is making her own money, especially if she's coming from a rich family where daddy gives her all the money she wants, there is no incentive for her to be with you. And again, a lot of these Muslim women out there, just letting you guys know, okay, a lot of these Muslim women out there, a lot of these hijabis out there who are working and they hate the job they do, when they marry you, they're going to hate you because they're like, I wanted to be with Chad. I wanted to travel all over the world. I wanted to be big on Instagram. I wanted to get flown out to Dubai. Now I have to marry this unimportant loser nobody because I'm sick and tired of working and I got baby rabies. That bitch is gonna hate you more than anybody else on the face of the planet, and that's your motherfucking wife right there. This is what I want you Muslim guys out there to understand watching this video. You can never ever win with the typical Muslim woman, or any woman for that matter. Like Hold the Truth hostage here on MGTOW TV said, we are in the no-term relationship era, okay? All these relationships really are situationships, you know. This is one of the reasons why I actually prefer brothel girls and shit like that. Because, yeah, I know she's sucking somebody else's cock. I know she's hopping on top of some other dude right now. But with you Muslim guys out there, you know, you're going to think, oh, my wife is beautiful. She's an angel. Allah give me her. You know, she's the best thing to ever happen to me. But yet, you know, at least the brothel girls that I've been with are actually cleaner and have more standards than the typical modern day fucking hoe, believe it or not. Guys, you need to understand something, man. Don't be surprised that a prostitute actually has a lower body count than the modern day woman, you know? Modern day woman, they'll sleep with multiple guys. They'll get Eiffel Towered, you know? They will get fucking a train run on them. But, you know, escorts, prostitutes, it's like, you got money? No? Well, no pussy for you, you know? Or at least they actually have standards. So the point that I'm trying to tell you, Muslim guys out there, we live in an age where this is full facade. This is full corruption, you know? The escort girl who's going to sit down with you and be like, all right, for, you know, 4,000, 5,000 Colombian pesos, which, by the way, is, around 120 American dollars, you know, I'll stay the night with you, I will suck your dick, I will, you know, do this, do that for you. We live in a world where the fucking prostitute is more honorable than the typical woman. This is where we are in 2023. And we've been like that for a while. And it's only going to get worse, guys, okay? It's not gonna get any better until God decides to Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Western civilization, destroy Western civilization. Until then, just expect things to get worse. And again, this is what all these so-called Muslim sales red pill gurus out there are telling you. Bro, just get that Bugatti, bro. You know, go to the gym, bro. Take some roids, bro. You know, it's like, what's the end result here? To get with a dirty, dirty sharmuta who's gonna either put you on child support or divorce rape you? You guys take me for example. I face max. You know, I've been face maxing for the past half year, you know? No problem there. Why? Because when I get a girl, even if it's pay to play, you guys have to understand, man, even prostitutes have standards, okay? Even if you pay her a shitload of money, if you're like fucking Coach Bitchpill, you know, she's gonna give you the most robotic, uninteresting sex ever. Opposite of that, if you're a good-looking dude, you make that pussy wet, like yours truly, you're gonna get the best freaky deaky sex out of a prostitute. And to be honest with you guys, you know, the girl I was with in Colombia, the sex was that with that girl was amazing. better than I've had with my own freaking wife, for that matter. So again, at the end of the day, you guys out there, you really are better off with a prostitute than you are with a wife, okay? So there's no nikah bullshit of, oh bro, download my app, you can marry a girl for the weekend. This is haram, okay? This is what I'm trying to tell you. A lot of these Muslim guys out there, they're simps at the end of the day. This is why a lot of these Muslim guys, they platform women. Look at how many Muslim guys are going on to women's podcast. Look at how many Muslims are getting women on their podcast. You know, look at how many of these Muslims, they go down the street and, you know, they talk to women because they flex on them like, yeah, baby girl, I got 1 million subscribers on YouTube. I'm making $10,000 a month, you know. It's because these fugly Muslim sales, they know that they can never ever get a girl naturally. None of these guys can go to a bar or even be outside at a nice coffee place and actually have women genuinely interested in them, you know. Again, look at all the Muslim sales on the internet. Let me know in the comment section, guys. Let me know in the comment section if any of these Muslim guys are actually decent looking. With the exception of Gabriel Romani, because, you know, he's blue-eyed, blonde, white, and Romanian. You know, with the exception of him, all the Arab, Indian, Pakistani Muslims, they're all a bunch of fugly motherfuckers, you know. This is why they're all about getting women on their platform or going on other women's platform, because that's the only way they can get female validation. And, you know, this is really sad, guys. Just to close out this video, man. When you have to simp for women, that's really sad. You know, this is why I tell you guys out there, as long as you guys are not Yogi Obst short, as long as you're not Coach Bitchpill Ugly, pay top surgeons to fix you up, you know. If you have to get a hair transplant, do it. You have to go get facial surgery, do it. You have to get fillers, lip reduction, shit like that, liposuction, do it, okay? Increase your SMV through looks. Because at the end of the day, guys, you have to understand, man, if you do not have looks, you will always be her beta box deluxe. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.